Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, Biden has not been president for two full days yet, And you thought that all that contrition that you saw on inaugural day, that everybody, well, let's put bygones be bygones. And this is on the Republican side. And, you know, although when Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan of Ohio was asked on Inauguration Day, now do you, actually the day before, now do you recognize that Biden is a legitimate president? Basically, he said, there will be, I'm not kidding, quote, there will be an inauguration tomorrow. You know, they still can't dare to say the words that dare not speak their name, that Biden is a legitimate president. And that is going to eventually kill them. That's a full frontal QAnon. But, you know, I always thought that if you take a look at the Senate, they look like they have a little more gray matter between their ears than some of these people in the House. I mean, you look at people like Gomer, Nunez, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, Gates, Collins, he's no longer in, but of Georgia, and these kinds of people. And, you know, they're kind of crude and they're obvious, and you figure you can dismiss them out of hand. Senate is sneakier, Moscow Mitch, these kinds of people, a little sneakier. Well, it turns out that they're not all that smooth after all, the leadership and some of the Senates. Right now, the leadership and this includes Ron Johnson. This includes these various senators have said, I never voted to overturn the election. I never voted to overturn the election. I believed in the election. All I wanted to do is, there were some doubters. I don't know why there were doubters. You know, parenthetically, there were doubters because for 2 months, the entire Republican Party had said there was fraud. That's why they were doubters. I don't know why they're doubters, but we had to calm them down. All I was asking for was a 10-day extension to do a thorough investigation of all the fraud, and I'm sure they wouldn't find any, and therefore that would have been a good thing. That was my only motivation. I'll tell you, Ron Johnson has said that in this back and forth with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who called for his resignation. That's what these senators are saying now. Cruz, one of the slipperiest, sneakiest guys in the whole Senate. You may not remember this. You know, you think that there's a monolithic opposition. There's no monolithic opposition. They hate each other. One time, Lindsey Graham, Wormwood from South Carolina, was asked about Cruz. And here's the way Lindsey Graham said it. He said, if all 100 senators were convened on the floor of the Senate and a gunman came in and shot Ted Cruz, there would be no eyewitnesses. That's what he said about a guy in his own caucus. And he was right. He was right. Everybody knows he's a slippery lizard, Cruz. But Cruz and Johnson and the rest of these guys, Kevin McCarthy, my God almighty. Kevin McCarthy, who led about 140 House members, Republicans, to deny certification. Let me tell you a little law, guys, a little constitutional law. At noon on the 20th, Trump was no longer president and Pence was no longer vice president. You delay it 10 days beyond that, who do you think's president of the United States? Somebody launches an attack? Somebody does something? Who do you think was president of the United States? Nobody. And you're saying that Pence should have been able on the certification ceremonial day to just say, I say that I and Trump are in for 4 more years. This is the United States, Jack. This isn't England in the 18th century, Jack, okay? They're all scrambling around with these fake explanations. Fake explanations. And really to see them say it and to see Moscow, Mitch, and the rest of them basically deny that they'd done a lot of these things. It's really, really disgusting, really disgusting. Now, on the good news, Biden is moving in so quickly to undo all the damage that Trump did, and he's been at it 2 days, and he has a lot of executive orders. But one of the things he has now said is, the United States will commit to a five-year extension on the only two remaining nuclear treaties with Russia. It's very important to have these treaties. And this one, the New START Pact in particular, is important. It limits each side to 1,550 nuclear warheads and 700 strategic delivery systems. Now, it also provides for data and inspections. And that's the main thing, because the Russians are cheaters. They've had cheating. They've had slavery, serfdom, communism, ever since for 1,000 years. They will cheat, just like China, just like the other commie countries. We need inspections and data, and it's very valuable for us. Now, you might say, oh, only 1,550 nuclear warheads? Well, it's a start. That's what's been in place for a long time, 10 years. It's a start. Only 700 strategic delivery systems. We skunked them on nuclear submarines, nuclear submarines launch. We skunked them on ICBMs. We skunked them on bombers. This is plenty. We don't need it. Each of us has over 7,000 nuclear weapons, but the actual nuclear warheads, this is fine. Limit it to that. Just keep it in place. The one thing that Biden has done that I agree with, really agree with, is very, very aggressive. He said he's ruling out a, quote, reset, end quote, with Russia and excusing their cyber attacks and all that. He said, I'm holding them accountable. The commie Ruskies, I'm holding them accountable. And he's directed his intelligence chief, who just got confirmed, to do an investigation into four things. The full story on their interference in the 2020 elections. Because of Chris Krebs and his good work and a lot of other people, we stopped them, but they did try. And we need transparency on that. Secondly, the chemical weapons they used against Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader whom they just threw in jail again. Third, bounties on U.S. soldiers. Bounties on U.S. soldiers. Trump just ignored it, claimed it didn't happen, lied. He's afraid of Putin being blackmailed on the pervert video and on $400 million that he owes to commie Rusky interest. And four, the cyber hack. The cyber hack. They were deep into our cyber system for 7 or 8 months. Trump couldn't find that out, kept firing people, putting in toadies. You know, they put in a guy ahead of computers. A computer, boy, it looks like a typewriter. I used to use a typewriter. Is it like a typewriter? Oh, it's not like a typewriter. It has some other stuff. God, what kind of other stuff? That's what the government did for the last 8 years, 4 years. But the last 7 or 8 months is what they did with the commie Ruskies. So Biden doesn't come in and get nicey-nicey. Oh, we're going to reset. No, we're not going to reset. We are going to hold you accountable. There will be costs and consequences. We will go in. It's carrot and stick. Carrot and stick. We will go in to the new era by extending the New START Treaty by 5 years. That's what the commie Ruskies wanted. That's what we wanted. It's in our interest. We get data and inspections. The commie Ruskies, we don't want them extending what they're doing. But there won't be a restart. We're going to have costs and consequences. That's what's coming up. We're coming up to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go on with this a little more, and what happened to Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader, after that great open season in Russia in the 90s. I was there in Moscow and St. Petersburg in 1997. It was wonderful, but Yeltsin stepped down for Putin, and we've had nothing but a reversion to the equivalent of really bad commie Ruskies. Back after the break, lines open, 844-967-2789.